Thank you. Man, what a song to end on. All glory does belong to him. And I don't know about you, but Pastor Tim's prayer just did a stirring in me. Did it give a stirring in your gut? If it didn't, I'm going to light a fire in it today. So, I just absolutely love this church. I love to come to Pella, and I have been blessed beyond blessed to come and share the Word of God with you guys many a times. And it just warms my soul to know that you very well could be having a pastor and his wife appointed here. As much as that means I may not get to visit as often. But maybe I'll visit from the congregation side of things every now and then. I just love to hear Angie play her music too. So we're going to talk about the church today, the Big C Church. And so sometimes when we think about the church, we think about the four walls around us. But that's not what God's intention for the church was. So how did God's plan, or how did he plan to accomplish the church? And so when we look to Scripture, which is always where we need to go, we're going to start in Ephesians. So we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. And I just loved how Rob started in Romans, and then Pastor Tim was in Nehemiah, because all of it wraps into the same thing. It's funny how God does that. And that none of them really knew what I was going to preach about, because Pastor Tim even asked me, are you going to be in the book of Nehemiah? I said, nope, not today. But it all wrapped into what I'm going to talk about today. And so Ephesians 4, verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. And so I love when I go to Scripture to oftentimes look at different versions of the Bible. Anybody else like to do that? So if you then go to the ESV version, so that was NIV, the ESV version says, rather, speak the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. The two things that jump out that are identical there is that we are to speak in love and that we are to grow to become like Christ. God gave us the perfect example when he sent Christ to walk among us, for us to live and grow like him. He gave us exactly the blueprint in Scripture. And so oftentimes when we think of the church and growing in Christ and becoming like Christ, oftentimes what holds us back is fear, because we think that I have to be perfect. God doesn't ask us to be perfect. He asks us to continually grow and learn from that, and that as Christ followers, that we come and wrap our loving arms around each other so that we can help encourage each other when we stumble and fall. That's the church, and coming together and loving each other through those moments. And so God created this community called the church. And so we are greater together as the body of believers. And as Rob stated, we all have different gifts. You would not want me to bake chicken pot pie casserole as Robin's going to make tonight. That would probably not be a gift of mine. I can host like the best of them, but baking is not always my forte. So we all have different gifts that we come together to share in the body of Christ. Now, we're going to know if Rob doesn't feel well this next week, it's because Robin made everything that maybe he thought she wasn't very good at baking at this next week. But do you know that another name for all of God's children is the church? and that all of us are God's children, that we have all been adopted into the family of Christ. If a person sins, he or she can find restoration through the church. If you trace back the church to where it began, just as if you were tracing back your family lineage and going back to the very beginning of your family tree, and we traced our lineage back to Abraham, and we go all the way back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3 says, "The Lord had said to Abram, 'Go.'" So we're going to stop there. There are a few places in Scripture where God gives us the command to go. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant. Where else does He command us to go? The Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, all people. I'm in an evangelism missionary class right now, and one of the people in our book talked about how he says that if God doesn't specifically lay it on your heart to stay, then you are called to go. And that really hit home. Because oftentimes we're comfortable where we are. And God doesn't ask us to be comfortable. He asks us to go. And so here He's asking Abram, before he became Abraham, to go, to leave his country, which is what y'all are asking some pastors to do. Leave their community and come to yours. So leave his country and go. Leave your people and your father's family. Go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, and I will put a curse on anyone who puts a curse on you. And all nations on the earth will be blessed because of you." Wow. Then Scripture says, "The Lord took Abram outside, and He said, 'Look up into the sky and count the stars.' That is how many children you will have." Now, do you really think that's how many kids his wife was going to have? Lord knows I had four blessings, and that was enough. That's not how many children. It was that we were all going to be God's children, and that we were all going to be descendants of that faithfulness of one person. And so sometimes when we think that we're so insignificant, that our faith is so insignificant, that one ripple of one man and that faith led to this descendant that was Jesus. Can you imagine that that could be your legacy because of your faithfulness? When God said children, He meant these many generations to come. So then if we jump to Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. Jesus is going to the area of Caesarea Philippi. There He asks His disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah." "But what about you?" He asks. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Do you see what he does there? He traces his lineage back to the faithfulness of Jonah, one man, his faithfulness. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by the Father in heaven. Wow. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Now back then, they didn't know what church was. They're like, built on this rock, I'll build my church. What is church? Back then, their buildings were called temples. They didn't know what church. So this is this little nugget that Jesus is dropping. He had a tendency to do that. Just leave this little piece. We're so blessed that we get the whole story from Genesis to Revelations. We already know. Just imagine how the disciples felt. Then, after Jesus came back to life, after his death on the cross, he told the disciples that they would receive a gift called the Holy Spirit. Another nugget. What is this Holy Spirit that you speak of? Because Jesus had given them this command. He told them, do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift. Do you ever feel like you're in this time of waiting? I know we've talked about this before. I'm not a very patient person. I don't like to wait. And so I'm pretty sure that that's what Jesus does for me a lot, is to teach me patience and to wait. That I have lots of periods of waiting. Wait for this gift that my Father has promised. You have heard me talk about it. John baptized with water, but in a few days, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive power. This is the power that Tim's talking about, of the Holy Spirit in your gut, that you feel this fire, that you just can't contain it. And this Holy Spirit is going to come on them. And that then they will tell people about Jesus. And they will tell people about me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria. And that you will tell people to the ends of the earth. Because again, we are to do what? We are to go. After Jesus said this, he was taken up into heaven, and they watched him go. They knew that they were waiting on this thing called the Holy Spirit, but they really weren't sure what this thing was. And then imagine their surprise as the events of Pentecost unfolded, and this rushing wind comes through, and the building is shaking, and all of a sudden, there's fire coming down, and it splits like tongues, and it's touching them, and all of a sudden, they're speaking in languages that they've never spoken before. And they're able to speak in the native tongue of every man, woman, and child that is there. There are thousands of people that are gathered in this community. And people that have followed. Think about the disciples have followed, and Jesus is the one that has been preaching and teaching all of this time. And they have been following and learning from Jesus. They have not really had the boldness to be the one speaking. And now all of a sudden, they have such a fire in them. Can you remember the first time that you accepted Jesus Christ and the excitement that you had, that you just wanted to tell everybody about what God's done in your life? I can remember that moment like it was yesterday, that I was so excited about the change that God had done in me. And I'm still so excited. Can you tell? Right? So that's what God's talking about. He wants you to have that boldness and that excitement every day that you go out into your jobs and your school, that you have the same boldness that the Holy Spirit gave to the people that day and gave to the disciples that day. And that Peter stood up, and because of his boldness and the Holy Spirit inside of him, 3,000 people came to know Christ that day. Wow. I was listening to my podcast kind of, my brain's like losing its focus here for a moment, but Bible study on the way up here, for the second time, I just really enjoy listening to the pastor that I'm listening to right now. And he talks about this analogy of when you first start dating somebody. You're so excited to talk on the phone that you talk all night long and you don't want to hang up the phone, and you can sit in silence and just listen to each other breathe because you didn't want to hang up the phone. Or maybe you're just Snapchatting incessantly or Instagramming or whatever you're doing these days, but you just want to talk to them all the time. And he gave this analogy of riding in the truck, and now I know that now we have to wear seatbelts, but he gave the analogy of they sat next to each other in the pickup truck because they're just so in love that they had to sit next to each other. And as time went by, slowly she sat in her seat by the truck, other side of the truck. And then she's remembering how, man, you remember, honey, how we used to sit next to each other in the truck? And he's like, I'm still sitting in the same spot. And don't you think that's how God feels? He gave that analogy. God's saying, I'm still in the same spot. Where'd you go? You became like my roommate instead of just in love with me and so on fire for me. I want that fire in your belly. God wants that fire in your belly every day, that you're so excited about what God's done in your life that you just can't contain it, so that 3,000 more people in Pella come to know Christ. And that then 3,000 more people in Iowa come to know Christ and beyond our borders and all around the world, because we go into every nation and every people around the world because there's such a fire, because it's like our brand new relationship all over again every day. So are you going to allow your relationship with Christ to become more like being a roommate? Or is it going to be like the first day of your relationship with the man or woman you love? I want it to be like the first day I met John. Every day. I want that excitement and that fire. I want to be excited to open the Word of God. I want to be excited to be in prayer and to be able to have conversation with Christ. I want to be excited when I hear that Floyd's preaching in Sheraton and sharing God's word for maybe the first time. I don't know if he's done this before, but maybe it's the first time. I want to hear that we're getting new pastors to the District of Iowa. So that's my prayer for your church and our district and our nation. And I hope and pray that that's yours, and that in your life that you get a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, and that everywhere you go, you are on fire for your relationship with Christ. Let us pray. God, I can feel you in this house today, God. You are here, and you are just waiting for them to open their heart and just ask you into their life, God. God, I pray right now that if they need a fresh infilling, that they just say, God, I need you. God, I want you to fill me up. I need you in my heart. I need you in my soul, down to my fingertips and toes, God. God, I want you to help me walk and step with you. God, I want you to help me to speak with boldness as I go out into the world today and every day. God, I want you to give me the boldness to step out in faith. God, I want to hear your voice so that when you tell me to go, I go. When you tell me to give, I give. When you tell me to just wait, that I wait. God, we love you. God, I pray a fresh anointing on the church in Pella, Iowa, as they go forward with your mission and what you have planned for them. God, you are amazing, loving, graceful, peaceful God. We do pray that you wrap your loving arms around those that are hurting. We pray for those that have hurts that just aren't quite ready to share them, God, or that they're struggling with something today, that they just feel like they can't quite let go. God, help them to just lay it down on the altar today and let it go. God, that weight can be such a burden, and we know that you want to carry it for us, God. You want to walk alongside us and encourage us. God, help us to be who you want us to be as we go forward. We know we're going to stumble and fall, and we know that you're going to help guide those around us to just walk in step with us too and speak to us in love. Just help give us encouragement as we go throughout our week. God, we love you and we thank you. In your holy and mighty name, amen.